On the line this time with Coach Tyler Anderson of the Southwest Livingston County Wildcats, here to make his selections for the KMZU basketball dream team. Coach Anderson, thank you for your time, and we're going to get right into it. Let's start with your first player, a guard, your senior, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Tell us about the impact of Cole Upton.
He was one of our main offensive threats all year. He shot 42% from threes this year. That was one of his best shooting years from there. Made 59 of 140 of those attempted. Led us in scoring with 11.4 points per game. Shot pretty well from the free throw line. averaged 3.4 assists per game. And, you know, really stepped up on the defensive end this year, too. You know, every time we had somebody kind of bothering us there, he would kind of, you know, want to take the reins on it. You know, sometimes I let him, sometimes I didn't want to wear him out for the offensive end, but, you know, he was always willing up for the challenge on the defensive end as well. So, really developed into a nice all-around player for us this year.
Well, yeah, defense definitely is a necessary part of the game, and anybody that's willing to, you know, sacrifice some of their offense for defense is a good player. Tell us about some of the things that maybe he did as a guard that set up other players.
You know, we always counted on him to bring the ball up the court. You know, if he was ever getting a breather or taking a rest, some of my other guards, they kind of forgot because he was always the go-to guy. He'd always make sure to go get the ball, and anytime we had trouble or needed help, he was always there. And if he wasn't on the floor, I had some younger guards that kind of forgot, and they'd kind of leave the ball in our forwards' hands and things like that. So he's going to be a big presence that we miss as far as that goes, trying to teach our younger guards that. But, you know, he just kind of commanded our offense, and, you know, whenever he showed confidence, he was one of the best players on the floor.
Well, how was Cole also in the classroom?
Very outstanding. Great student-athlete. You know, that's one of the things we preach here at Southwest, student-athlete, and he definitely excels in the classroom and in whatever sport he does. I think his plans are, you know, his first love, I think, is baseball. I think his plans are to go to college and try to play baseball somewhere, and he's not going to struggle academically anywhere he goes. So.
Do you know what his plans may be in secondary education and college?
I'm not really sure. I think he's kind of undecided at this point, but, you know, he's just kind of looking at baseball right now and just kind of exploring his options everywhere else. But wherever he goes or whatever he chooses, I know he's going to succeed in. He's a very, very good kid.
Well, our congratulations to Cole Upton. Now we're going to talk about another senior player for you, this time a forward, 5 feet 11 inches. Tell us about Brandon Bothwell.
Brandon was our inside presence. You know, we weren't real big this year, but he plays a lot bigger than his 5 foot 11 stature is. He has led us in rebounding all 4 years, from his time he was a freshman to a senior. He had his best rebounding this year as far as average per game, had 9.7 rebounds per game this year. For 243 total rebounds. Also had 6.5 points per game. You know, anytime there was a big guy or anything like that, he always had to match up with him, and he never gave an inch. He played very physical on the inside, and he was just absolutely relentless on the boards. Anytime he was out of there, I knew we were going to struggle rebounding the ball, no matter what it was, defense or offense. But if he was in there, he definitely controlled the glass.
How is he in the classroom?
Again, he's another outstanding student athlete. Excels. Both of these young men, they work extremely hard as far as all the extracurriculars. They're involved in almost everything. Brandon, he also does a lot of ag stuff over at Chillicothe and things like that. He's very involved, pretty high up in the offices and things like that, and puts in a lot of time. And it doesn't hurt his schoolwork at all. He's outstanding in the classroom as well.
So, do you know of his plans in college?
I think he plans on attending MU, Missouri University, but as far as what he's wanting to do, I think he's kind of undecided as well. They're just kind of weighing their options, seeing right now. But I know, again, whatever he chooses, he's a great leader, has great character. He's going to succeed in as well.
And congratulations to Brandon Bothwell. Coach, again, unfortunately, I have to say goodbye to these young men. I mean, it's good that they're moving on to their adult life. But what would you say to them and also the underclassmen coming up behind them that have to take their place?
You know, these two young men, they've been captains for me at least the last 2 years. They filled in the last 3 years as far as captains go. Their work ethic has been second to none. You know, they strive for excellence, and they demand that of their teammates as well. And I hope that that's one of the main things we're going to miss out of this senior class is you know, the demand and just, you know, getting it done as far as through their teammates, you know, they're getting across to their teammates. I hope that the underclassmen can take that and run with the kind of the foundation that these two young men have set. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for. And as far as these two young men, you know, they're going to do great things, whatever they choose in their future. They're going to do great things, and anybody's going to be lucky to have them in the job career, in the job field. So,
well, Coach Anderson, we appreciate your time and thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys as well.
Our pleasure. Coach Tyler Anderson of the Southwest Livingston Wildcats making his contributions to the KMCU basketball dream team.